Ramchal writes in his Sefer Das Tevunos in the 1700s, one of the greatest Jewish philosophers. Hine Iker Hanivroim Hu Adam. He said, we all agree that the essence of all of creation is obviously man. The Iker Adam Knesset Yisrael. And the essence, writes the Ramchal, of all of man is the Jewish people. Amnam, however, he says, although that is the case, although the human experience is the height, is the pinnacle of why our world was created, still, he says, Tzrichim anu lahavchin ba'adam shtei bechinos hafachios. We need to appreciate that man encompasses two opposing characteristics, two very different sides to him. V'hu masha amru chazal, and that is what chazal mean when they say, zacha, if a man in life has the right perspective, then omrim lo, they respond to him from heaven, ata kidamten lemalachei hasharis. You are more worthy than the Malachi HaShareis. Lo zelcha, if a person makes the wrong choices in life, omrim lo, they say to him, yitosh kadmecha lemaisa bereishis. Look at the way the world was created. Even the little ants, the little bugs were created before you. They were more worthy of creation than the human being. She'ein beria ha'alula l'ra kemoha adam, writes the Ramchal, there is no creation on this earth that has the ability to do bad as the human being does. Sheyesh beref sharuso lachto velimrod chas v'chalila. There is no other facet of creation that has the ability to resist, to defy, and to disobey the word of God. V'yetzer lev ha'adam ramen urav masha'en kein l'shum bari acheres. We don't find any other creation that has the ability to do as we do, as we have the potential to do, which is to rebel against God. Mitzad acher. On the other hand, writes the Ramchal, kishuhu nishlam v'niskam, when you have a person who has worked on refining themselves and perfecting their character and developing their complete whole, hu hamisnase l'chol rosh, that person surpasses and exceeds any other facet of creation as well. V'lo magia hisdabkus bo yisbarach. So we are complicated, says the Ramchal. We are very complex. A human being is obviously the height of the experience of humanity. This is obviously the most important part of the world. However, writes the Ramchal, we have to understand that a human being has the ability, on the one hand, to be greater than the malachim, greater than the angels. On the other hand, he has the ability to be worse than any other facet of creation because he has the ability to destroy. So if you look in the Dubna Magid, in his drushas, in the Sefer Ohel Yaakov, he writes the following beautiful explanation as to the experience of human beings on this earth. He says, Kihinei, Ra'asa Adam hu al derech u bechinas hazroim v'hanatios. He said, the negative aspect of a human experience is similar to that of vegetation, of plants. Asher ra'as gidulam hu la'achas mibei sibos. Every once in a while you have a farmer who tries to plant and it doesn't work out as he had expected it to. Why is that? Says the Dubna Magid, there are two reasons why that might not work out. Number one, he says, in ba'avur ra'as Hazera hanizra v'hashoresh hara asher ba'aretz. He says often it's because you have put a toxic or a rotten seed into the ground, and of course that kind of plant is not going to grow. If from the outset the way that you planted it was not in a positive way in which it can grow, obviously that's a recipe for a disaster. Or he says the second way in which you can have plantation vegetation that doesn't grow is al yidei heder hashgachas bal hasadeh. It was because of neglect or oversight by the farmer, and he was not taking care of the fruits or the vegetables as he should have. And lo siyar nechasa v'ala kamshunim, and because of that it got moldy, it got rotten, or there were all kinds of sickles. There were problems in there because he wasn't paying attention to a beautiful seed that had a lot of potential. Writes the Dubna Magid, a human being is the same way. Human beings have negative character traits, but he says there are two reasons as to why it is that sometimes human beings react negatively to things that happen in the world. Number one, he says, sometimes it's because Rasa Adam ala Aretz is Mipas told us. So sometimes it's because the foundation, the bedrock of how we were created was bad. He says a person was born into a negative family, a negative atmosphere, a negative community, whatever it might be. Sometimes that is the reason why they act or react in certain negative ways. Or he says there are other times, Sheniskalkil misibas migdala v'umanav. There are some times that a person was created perfectly. You planted a beautiful seed, he had great parents, a great family, a great community. Everything should have gone well for him. However, he says, sometimes it is the experience of life that makes a person shift their perspective into the wrong direction. Why do I mention this? Because if you look at the very beginning of Chumash, both in Parshas Bereishis, as well as in this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, we have a very confusing and complicated picture of what is the essence of man. How was man created? So we look at the very end of Parshas Bereishis, And we have a very surprising, shocking admission of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Vayar Hashem ki Rabba Ros Adam Ba'aretz. God looks around the world. I just created the world. It hasn't been around for so long. And God looks at the world and he says, "Oi, what did I do? Rabba Ros Ha'aretz, it's terrible. Look what's going on. Look how much corruption. Look how much immorality. V'chol Yetzer Machshavos Libo Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Human beings are just busy with all this horrible, with all these horrible activities. This is not the way I intended for the world to have been created. Vayinachem Hashem ki asa sa'adam ba'aretz vayis'atzev et libo. God says, why did I do this? What do I need human beings for? If this is the way they're going to live life, who needed them to be created at all? We look at our parsha, and as we know, the Mabel came along, destroyed the earth. God says, let's start all over again. We're going to exterminate everybody. We're going to destroy everything that was, and we're going to recreate the world the way it's supposed to be. And what happens after the Mabel is completed? The Ribbono Shel Olam says the following. Vayomer Hashem Elibo. What does it mean God said to his heart? It's a problem. How do we understand that God has a conversation with himself? But either way, the Pasuk says, God makes a promise. Lo Osif O Lekalel Esa Adama Ba'avur HaAdam. I will never curse the world once again. Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu'urav. Because I created man with these problems. From the very foundation of man, he was problematic. Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu'urav. A person's natural instinct, natural inclination is to do the wrong thing, God says. And therefore he said, Lo Osif O Lahakus Es Kol Chai Asher Asisi. I will never destroy humanity again because I understand. I understand that they were created in a way that sometimes makes them do the wrong thing. Yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu'urav. In Sefer Koheles, you find a very different perspective. What are we told in Sefer Koheles? We just read it. Elokim asa es ha'adam yashar. God created all of us to be honorable, upstanding, moral citizens that are honest and decent human beings. And that's the perspective we have there. So how did God create us? Did he create us to be upstanding, perfect, moral human beings? Or did he create us, like the Pasuk says in our parsha, Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu'urav? This is the age-old philosophical debate that many of the psychologists deal with, and that is nature versus nurture. Why is it that man sometimes does certain things in life? Is it because these are predetermined by the natural DNA that I have? I'm predisposed to certain character traits, certain habits that I have, because I have a genetic gene pool that gave it over to me? Or should we assume that it's nurture, that it's because of the environment, because of life experiences, because of my exposure to human beings? Everybody starts off with a clean, blank slate, and then the experiences of life shape me and form me to think or react or respond in certain ways based on my experiences. This is a major problem, and it's not just a philosophical, psychological debate. This is something that the Rishonim try to grapple with as well, because if you look in the Psukim and Chumash and Tanakh, you find that there are many conflicting views of how was man actually created. So the Ramban in our Parsha writes the following. What does it mean? Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu'urav, says the Ramban. It means exactly what it says. God felt bad about the fact that he destroyed the world, so to speak. And God said to himself, it's not fair that I should do that again. I understand that I created man to be evil. I understand that I gave them a Yetzer Hara, that I made them instinctively sometimes do the wrong thing. And therefore God says, why is it fair that I should punish them? And he makes a promise at that time, even though man might go to the moral depths of where we never expected man to end up, yet the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a promise, I will never destroy all of humanity again because I understand where they're coming from. Says the Ramban, that's what the Pasuk means. Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu'urav, God understands that we were created with an evil inclination, with an evil feeling that sometimes takes us over, and that's why God has an understanding as to why we make so many mistakes in our lives. This is not only the opinion of the Ramban, but hundreds of years later, the great Bali Musar adopted the very same approach. One of them, for example, many of the Bali Musar write this, but one of them, for example, was the great Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, who wrote the Sefer Or Yisrael. So he says as follows, Mitzad hayos ha'adam afar min ha'adama, because a human being was created from the dirt, from the dust of the land, therefore, he says, naturally I am drawn, libo pone letaivas achumrias, I am naturally drawn, because I was created from the earth, I am naturally drawn to physicality, to personal gratification. That's what my life is about. Lecho v'lishtos v'lismoach. I want to enjoy myself. I want to eat good food. I want to drink good wines. Lachmod hod v'oshra. I want to accumulate a lot of money. Leov kavod usrara. I want to have lots of honor and gaiva in my life. All of that is because, he says, the Ribbono Shel Olam created us that way. Afar min ha'adama. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu'urav. Like the Ramban says in our parasha, that's the way we all started off. This certainly is one perspective, and as we said, it's the way the Ramban understands our pasuk. However, if you look at the way other Mefarshim understand our pasuk, they have a very different approach to this whole dilemma, to this whole discussion. So one, for example, is Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch writes on our parsha. He says, "Tohu ha-mefarshim bepirish ha-pasuk ki yetzer lev ha-adam ra min u'rav." Says Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, the other Mefarshim, namely the Ramban, made a mistake in the way he explained this pasuk, yetzer lev ha-adam ra min u'rav. Again, the Ramban says that God here is saying, I excuse the behavior of human beings, I understand where it's coming from, because I created them with a negative character trait, with a negative instinct in the first place. It is ingrained in them, it's intuitive that they do the wrong thing, and therefore says God, I will never destroy humanity again, because it's not fair to destroy them. I know the way they were created. Says Rav Hirsch, how dare can you say such a thing? Do you really believe that God created us to be horrible human beings? Is that really what the pasuk says? That's not what it means. He says what the pasuk means is, that yes, even if man should find himself at a very low state and man is doing things that they should not do, God will say, I'll forgive them because I understand that people make mistakes in life, but not that I created them that way. It's not that Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ramin Urav is that that's the way God instinctively made us react and respond. Those are the choices that we make. We are Balei Bechira. We have a right to choose how we want to respond in life, the way we want to be. And therefore he says, it is preposterous to say anything else. And he goes on to say, this is very shocking, he says, Oy lo lemisha sover, how dare a person ever say, Shehayeled hamamutzahu rasha marusha? What are you going to say? A young child is born. In our religion, we believe that child is the purest form of humanity. He's done nothing wrong. Says Rav Hirsch, will you dare ever say that a young child who was just born, who was just a few months old, who hasn't even experienced life at all, you're going to say he's a Rasha Marusha because Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Rami Ne'urav, because God created him to be a negative person? Is that really the belief that we have? Says Rav Hirsch, it cannot be that that is the case. Umishamakir Yiladim Yoda, and anyone who knows anything about children knows, She'ein Zenachon, Hanoar Einenu Mushchas. We don't assume that our young children are criminals, we don't assume that they're evil, and we don't assume that they are immoral, and therefore he says that is not the understanding of this pasuk at all. This is an issue that came up throughout all the generations. One of them, for example, is the Maharaj Dam, one of the great Achronim in the 1500s, early Achronim, but he writes a tshuva. Why is it that we have a basic principle that believes that every Jew has a cheskas kashrus? Why do we assume you can go eat in someone's house, unless you know otherwise that they're not careful about kashrus? Why do we assume that a Jew is believed when they come into a court of law? Why do we make such assumptions? Says the Maharaj Dam, the reason why is because the Ribbono Shel Olam created all of us to be Elokim Asas Adam Yashar. The Ribbono Shel Olam created all of us to be upstanding, moral, good citizens, and therefore, why should we assume otherwise? Unless you have a reason to assume otherwise, unless the person has done something in life to make you feel otherwise, I should have the basic assumption that every human being is just and righteous and is right and moral and a good person and wants to do the right thing and being sensitive. And other Achronim said, that is not the reason why we believe human beings. As we know, human beings were created with a negative inclination. And the reason why we believe human beings is for another reason, but it's not because every human being was created to be a moral, upstanding citizen. So this is an issue that came up over the many generations. Somebody pointed out to me, I was discussing this issue with someone, so he pointed out to me that Rav Soloveitchik has a number of discussions about this as well in his writings. He has it both in the Sefer Divrei Hagos V'Ha'aracha, he has it also in Yimei Zikaron. And Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't believe that either extreme is proper. He believes that we are created as very complicated, bifurcated human beings. And we have some parts of us that make us inclined to do the right thing, and we have other parts of us that make us feel that sometimes we should do the wrong thing. And Rav Soloveitchik writes that his father told him, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, that when he was going out into his first position in the rabbinate, it was an amazing story, but he says when he was going out to his first position in the rabbinate, his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, told his son, Rav Moshe, that you see me being a great Baal Chesed. You see that I have all the orphans living in my house, and you see that I go take care of all the almanos, and you see that I do all kinds of chesed in this community. But I want you to know, he said, this is not the way I was created. Rav Soloveitchik writes that his father told him from the name of his grandfather, that his grandfather said, my natural inclination was not to be a kind person. The way I was created was not to be a generous, loving, sensitive person. And I worked on it throughout my life. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not create me this way. And what you see now is the finished product. And Rav Soloveitchik said, that is the charge for all of humanity. That is what we are expected to do. Were we created, perhaps, to be Elokim Asas Adam Yashar? Yes, one part of our personality is that way. On the other hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam also created us, like we say in our Parsha, Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Neurav. We have many different forces that pull us in different directions, and that is the challenge of human existence. That is the challenge of life, for a person to understand how to overcome that Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Neurav, as difficult as that is, and to learn to try and develop and to try to become the great human being that every single human being on this earth has the capacity to become. Reb Hanani ben Akasha Omer.